The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Bavmitzia Dafnun Dalet. Today we're going to be discussing further the halachas of Pidyon Maaser Sheni, which I discussed in our sugya at length. And we're going to be discussing another aspect of this inyan, which is the inyan of Pruta Chamura. And let's try to give a little bit of background. We discussed that Bizman Habayis, when Maaser Sheni was eaten in Yerushalayim, V'Kedusha B'Tahara, so then one who would have Peiros, Michutz Yerushalayim, would be paid to them, would be Mechawal them onto Matbeos, and he would take those Matbeos to Yerushalayim and spend it and eat B'Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Bizman Hazeh, that's not Shaykh, would be a Hefsid Meruba to be Mafresh 10% of all produce for purposes of which can't be used. They would have to go to Ibud. Therefore, what we do is after we're Mafresh and Asiris, a tenth for Maaser Sheni, what we do is then we're pointed that whole produce of Maaser Sheni onto a coin, onto a Shavu Prut of a coin. How is it that we take produce which is worth hundreds or thousands of dollars and we're mechalled it onto a Shavu Prut? So again, Bizman Habayis, one is not allowed to do it. But Lamaisa, even Bizman Habayis B'dievet would be chal. There's a shayla why exactly. The Tosfos Ridin Daf Nun Zayin explains an interesting idea. He says that chilul is not the pshat that you're doing business with Rishus Maaser Sheni. You're not buying, you're not selling or buying to Maaser Sheni. It's a chilul. And a chilul doesn't have to be based on a legitimate price value. This is also the Gemara later on, in Enor Lehegdeshois. It's a similar concept. Other Rishonim Shteltzu, in Enor Lehegdeshois, the same would be true Legabi Rishus Maaser Sheni. In any case, chilul, even though you wouldn't do it because it would be a hefsi Maaser Sheni when you could eat the Maaser Sheni, B'Kedusha V'Tahara, but Bizman Hazeh, where it's anyways going to Ibud, you're allowed to lechatchila be paid onto a pruta. The problem with this is that there's in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, in Maaser Sheni, it's discussed that different Amiroim would be poide Maaser Sheni as per value, and then they would be ma'abed the money. What's the pshat? And why don't we pask in that way? Some Rishonim said that it was a Midas Chasidus. Reb Chaim Kanievsky discusses this in his Derech Amunah, in Hilchas Maaser Sheni. Some Rishonim say that this was only a Midas Chasidus, like a Zeichel Migdash of some sort. But Me'ikra Adin and Izmuta, and this is the way we do it, to be paid on a Shavu Pruta. However, the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, with this halach is Gepaskin, in Reish Tzad, in Yeridei Reish Tzad Agdal, the Goyin, Afin Ort, says a different halach. The Goyin says that the Amiroyim were going with the Shita that's not Gepaskin Lalach. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Vov has a machloikis, a sugi by Richus, in the Kedushin Nun Vov, and other places, whether Maaser Sheni Momen Gavoya, the Gemara is discussing over there, whether a man could be Mekadosh a woman with Maaser Sheni produce, or we say that it's Momen Gavoya and it's not his. He doesn't have a Momen Zdik Abailus in that Maaser Sheni to be able to be Mekadosh with it. And the Goyim explains that if Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavoya, then the Alochi is Momen, Maaser Sheni is like Hegdish, that Ein Boi Oino, as we discussed. Therefore it works to be Mechal on a Shavu Pruta. However, if Maaser Sheni is Momen Hedyit, that is what the Amiroyim, that were Makbet to be Mechal on the value of the produce held, the Amiroyim in Meseches Maaser Sheni, they held that Maaser Sheni, Momen Hedyit. If it's Momen Hedyit, then there's a problem of Oino. We're learning the Sugis of Oino. If somebody is sell something for less than, for more than a shtus differential in value, the halacha is that the mechir is not chal. The Maaser Sheni, the pidyon Maaser Sheni wouldn't be chal either, therefore they have to be paid per the actual value of the produce. We don't pass in that way, which is why we're mekel. Tosfos Lamaisa, the kitzer in Daf Nun Dalid, does learn this halacha of pidyon, of shavu pruta, from the halacha of Hegdish, of Ein Ba'Einu No Be'Hegdeshes. Let's move on to a different point now. Theoretically, as we discussed, on a kibbutz, let's say, where they're separating a large amount of produce, where they're being Mechal Maaser Sheni, that you could take $10,000 of tomatoes and be mechal, be poida, that amount of tefuah, that amount of tomatoes, onto one shava pruta. However, there's a problem, let's say in the fruit stores, where very often the stuff was gemeisert kehalacha on the kibbutz, on the farm where they came from. But the hashgachas of the fruit stores do it over, because sometimes stuff gets mixed in, there's sometimes a few apples or tomatoes of tevel that fall in, so they really ibermeiser everything. Very often, the amount of meiser, which is actually going to be chal, with the meiser pidyon, by the fruit store, they mafish everything, right? But when they're poided, very often that amount that they're being poided, let's say if it's three apples that were actually tevel, there might be actually 30% of an apple might be less than a shava pruta. It could be a quarter of a tomato, which will be maisa sheni, and you want to be poided onto a shava pruta. And we learned in the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel that hegdish and maisa sheni are only mischalel on a pruta, as is we're going to mitzvah Hashem learn in the next Daf Nun Hey. All monetary transactions and chilulin, pidyones, etc., all dinim, chaloisin that are totally in momen, in a shame momen, that have to be transferred, a monetary transfer from one place to another, from one coin to another, from one asset to another, all have to take place within the halacha of a shava pruta or more. In which case, it would turn out that in the fruit store, if there's actually less than a shava pruta of maisa sheni being redeemed, being mischalul, onto the coin, it wouldn't be chal, and you'd be left with a certain amount of maaser sheni. The same is true if you have a private person, not somebody who's ibermeisering on a large scale basis. Somebody who wants to be machmir, or somebody who lives where there's a laxity in trumas and maasers, where he should be being paid over, or he buys stuff from a store that's questionable. Many people have prutos. And they're mechal, l'chayr, they could be very problematic. There could be many times where it's problematic, because the amount of maaser sheni, which is actually chal onto the coin, has a value of less than a shava pruta. It's not chal. So the maaser sheni of less than a shava pruta stays b'masra, it stays b'kdushosin, and the person is eating maaser sheni. Shalai kedin. What do we do with this? So, the Chazon Ish, who was instrumental in reinstituting the mitzvah at Luis Boris, Kedas or Kedin, Kediktuk Baalocha, and he wrote Svarim on the Inyonim, and he really set up in Eretz Yisrael the system of Hafroshos, Trumas, and Maisis, and all mitzvah at Luis Boris that are in place ad Hayom Hazeh. It's all based on his heroes and his guidelines. The Chazon Ish made popular the institution of a Pruta Chamura. This is as follows. The Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel says that even if you want to be poida, as we discussed, less than a shava pruta, which is not chal, however, if you have a coin which already has more than a shava pruta of chilul, in that coin there's already more than a pruta's worth of kedushas ma'aser, you could then be mechalul even less than a value of a shava pruta of ma'aser sheni onto that coin. The reasoning goes that since the coin actually has already Kedushas Maaser Sheni, you don't need a distinct chalois, hatfos Hashem Maaser Sheni on the coin. It's already a coin that possesses Kedushas Maaser Sheni. All you're doing is adding a pochas Meshava Pruta onto an already existing Kedushas Maaser Sheni that exists, that is in this coin, you can do. So the Chazon Ish, what they do is like this. All the Hashgachas have it. You could buy it in various places. What they do is they take a coin. They designate it a Pruta Chamura. The reason why it's called Chamura is because before giving it to customers to use in their own private Hafroshas Trumas Maisris, Hafroshas Maisris Sheni, what they do is they use this coin to be mechal what's vadai maaser sheni, not sofik like you buy in the fruit store, where you never know if they actually maaser on the kibbutz, or you just never maasering as a chumra. They use it to maaser bona fide, authentic, beyond any shadow of a doubt, maaser sheni, in which case the coin has an already existing kedushas maaser sheni, and thereafter, if you want, you could be poida over and over again onto that coin. You can be mechal onto that coin, even adding on values of less than a shav pruta, as we discussed. That's the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel. So this is the institution. People buy these coins, and this is the way they maaser iber. What do they do with the coins? when the coin is all filled up, you have to estimate the value. Let's say it's a 10 shekel coin. You figure out how many prutas are there, and you add up a total of a minuscule, a pruta plus a mashu, times however many times that value fits into the coin, and then the coin is all filled up, so to speak, with value of Maisa Sheni. You then take that coin, you're poided onto another pruta chamura, and therefore all the kedusha of the Maisa Sheni goes off. Whether you could be poided from coin to coin is a subject of some dispute, and this is, we refer back to the sugya on Daf Mem Dalet Mem Hei that discusses this halacha barichus. Bizman hazeh we makel that it works on any coinage, because it's not roy to actually be used b'kedushas ma'aseh sheni, bizman hazeh. So, you mechal it onto another coin, and then you're able to start again with the same 10 shekel coin. Again, what you do is, you have the original Maisa Sheni, you have the original Maisa Sheni, which is more than a Shava Pruta's value worth, and then you add on Pruta, Pruta, Pruta until it fills up. What do you do with the coins? Well, Maisa Dalochi is that we know from Pashas Kisovoi that you mechuyiv to take Trumas or Maisis that hasn't yet been eaten. B'kdushosoi, when it gets to the Shnas HaBiur, the Shnas HaBiur is in the 3rd year, the 6th year, we're not going to discuss this barichus, and you have to be mevayer the Yischeira. It has to be put out, it has to be mufkin. The Maisa, since you can't use the coins anyways, what they do is they drive them with a truck, they collect them all over, and they really dump them in the Yam HaMelech. This way there shouldn't be any possibility of somebody then getting it and using this coin, Chalila, where part of this coin has Kedushas Maisa Sheni. You wouldn't want the person eating something that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.